Governor Hickenlooper created two task forces to try and iron out some of the complex issues around wildfire prevention and insurance for homeowners. He says a quarter of the state's population lives in what's called the wildland-urban interface, an area prone to wildfires. He says the goal is
to diminish the possibility of wildfires, but also make sure there's a much lower probability of their structures, you know, catching on fire and being destroyed.
He acknowledges that last summer was tough. State figures show wildfires destroyed 650 structures and killed 6 people. It also cost millions and millions of dollars in damages. And many families are still a long way from rebuilding their lives. Hickenlooper says issues with insurance are one reason.
One thing we saw repeatedly last summer is a lot of people didn't understand the limitations of their coverage. We want to make sure that there's transparency, that everyone understands when they're buying insurance what they're getting.
Hickenlooper says one task force will examine whether insurance policies should promote forest health and wildfire prevention, and if people living in wildland-urban interfaces should pay higher rates. Republican Representative Sherry Giroux of Evergreen says she's happy the state is taking a comprehensive look at the issue of wildfires, but she says she's not sure how lawmakers will respond to recommendations from the task force.
It could potentially impact insurance rates, building code standards, a lot of things that are going to be really tough conversations to have. So I'll just have to wait and see.
State lawmakers have already introduced several wildfire-related bills this session, and Governor Hickenlooper has added $10 million to his budget request to help local communities with wildfire prevention and forest health. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.